Can I try this?
Maybe try the platonic one. I don't want you to wear the one that makes women me because ooh! I'm super susceptible to it and my marriage is ooh! Going well. You don't want to wear this one. This is the one that attracts men.
Men?
Oh, I'm gonna wear this for all the homies.
It's gonna make you horny.
How fast?
Face. Probably like a minute.
Minute?
First time I kissed him, I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. That was so unprofessional. He's like, oh no, it's like totally fine. Within a month, we start sleeping together. Oof. He proposes a month after that.
Was he just an intern?
He was bottling the pheromones. He admitted, like, after we slept together, I have been wearing the pheromones to seduce you. And I was like, that is so toxic. Do it again.
All right.
All right.
So before we even get started, we're just going to have a little chitter chatter. Today's video was sponsored by GamerSubs. And I'm gonna have all the guests drink this before they even start because it gets you. This isn't so it's a nootropic. It's not caffeine, but it works like a caffeine for your brain. So it keeps you wired, but exclusively like up here, and it keeps you in a nice like flow state. So hopefully, you know, it'll make the conversation better too.
Yeah, let's try it.
Yeah. So
I could definitely use some brain stimulation. Brain stimulation. As always. Put it in the, oh, I like a little scooper.
A little pre-workout.
I thought it was pre-workout at first.
I'll give you like a little one and a half.
Scoop. Smells good. I love that it's pink.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some good stuff. Yeah, make sure you shake this well.
Thank you, bartender.
Yeah. Bar chemistry, who? Oh, yeah. He was a new bartender.
Hit the Wu-Tang.
I feel like he would definitely do something. One time he made me a cocktail with like an egg in it.
An egg? Oh shit.
And I was just, I didn't like it, but I felt like
obligated to me. Oh.
I was impressed by the artistry of it.
Right.
It didn't taste good, but
it looks cool.
But I feel like that was only like psychological because I'm like, I'm drinking an egg in my beer.
Try it.
Oh, that's very tasty.
Yeah. So is this
good for you? It tastes like it's bad for you, but like in a good way.
Right. No, and like even pre-workout sometimes there's like a bitterness taste to it, but this thing tastes good.
No, that's very good.
Now,
let's get into it.
Let's get into it. All right. So, we are joined here today with Lydia.
What's up?
What's good? and she came bearing gifts.
Oh, yeah.
So she is actually the founder and CEO of... So how do you pronounce it? I'll have
Ho
you do
Cosmetics.
It. Ho Cosmetics.
Ho? Yeah. Ho.
Oh, sure.
The H is... Okay. Like
Hawks.
No, everyone's like, why would you name your company after a hoax? And I'm like, it's for hoes. I'm the whole mentor. Sure,
you brought it to the right people.
Yeah.
Or me, at least.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He doesn't want us.
We got hoes. So can I...
This is for me.
So these are for both of you guys. This is our new packaging that I just wanted to flex on you because I've been developing it for a while.
Cool. So can I unravel?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So these are pheromones.
Okay. So what is a pheromone?
That's such a broad question. I'm like wait.
Jeopardy.
No one's ever
pheromone
asked
for 500.
Is it like aphrodisiacs?
No. So our bodies produce pheromones, which help us like select mates.
Okay.
So this is that. But it's just different ones. So like we have one that attracts women.
Okay.
And that contains male pheromones from three different parts of the male body. So saliva, your balls, and your sweat. It's not from humans. We replicate the same exact components in a lab.
Uh-huh.
And then bottle them. But when
and spray them?
These are rollers.
Rollers, but, so
yeah,
put
you
on
roll
the skin.
It on your skin. Okay. So it will make bitches go crazy. That's how my now husband seduced me for the first time was with my own product.
Whoa.
Very toxic of him.
Hold on.
You
so
can buy Riz
this
now.
This is buying Riz.
It is Riz in a bottle, yeah.
So hold on. So this is not cologne.
No.
It is not, because cologne has, you would say, the same effect, right?
No. Cologne has a nice fragrance, but like you could walk.
But you
past
still get like with the right scent, you could still get someone turned on.
Yeah, I wouldn't deny that, but right. Like that's gonna be at like a very superficial level. It's gonna be like, oh, like you smell good, nice.
Yeah.
But like with pheromones, your body experiences changes.
So does my body, or is it your, the person I'm talking to?
The person you're talking to. Like, you can experience some side effects as well. So, like, it will boost your testosterone. That's another component of it. Some people...
What?
Some men use it as a pre-workout, yeah.
You are like, hold up.
Yeah.
Tell me about a girl beard.
Wait, can I try this?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Let's see how you...
Maybe try the platonic one.
Platonic?
Yeah, so I brought you all of our formulas. I don't want you to wear the one that makes women horny because I'm super susceptible to it and my marriage is going well.
And, okay, there's a platonic one?
Yes, so that one's great. It's called Liquid Finesse.
Liquid Finesse.
And it's not pheromones, it's hormones.
Hormones, okay.
So we release a chemical in our body called oxytocin.
Yeah.
So it's like the social hormone, the cuddle hormone.
Right.
You release oxytocin when you hug someone for 15 seconds or longer. You release like it Molly? After sex.
When like Molly, when you guys are like talking.
I've never done Molly.
Uh-huh. Okay. This is what it sounds like me at every rave.
I've done like almost every drug, but I don't know. It just doesn't appeal to me. So maybe Molly. But yeah, it makes you more persuasive. It makes you more relaxed. People use it for their anxiety.
Persuasive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have like hella entrepreneurs, some that you know personally, that wear it to all of their meetings.
Yeah, that's how we begin.
They be closing deals.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's in there as well. The okay. Liquid Finesse.
Okay,
wait. Just start opening them and I'll explain.
Okay, yeah.
It's like Skyrim potions.
Yeah, and before you ask, does it work? Ask yourself this. Do penthouses and Lamborghinis buy themselves? No. Because people all the time, they're like, it doesn't work. And I'm like, it literally does. How would I be able to fund my lifestyle without it? Like,
right. So is this, if you sold your company today, how much would it be worth?
I was offered $20 million for it last year, and I said no.
Wow. How come I've never heard of anything like this before?
I don't know. I don't know what type of media you consume. Maybe you have enough riz on your own that like it just would never end up on your FYP.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you just don't need it. Hey, what's going on? This week's podcast was sponsored by MyBookie. If we have any sport fans watching this video, I'm sure you guys like to bet with your friends, right? Whether you bet to earn or make the games more exciting, MyBookie gives you the most for your money with their redesigned deposit bonus. So use promo code DOWNBAD on a deposit of $50 or more to receive a cash bonus instantly to your MyBookie account. Using this bonus is simple. Bet your deposit amount just once. And once you're ready to cash out, it's no strings attached with MyBookie. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform to make it simple to bet and win. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. So to give you guys kind of like a heads up, the new deposit bonus is a 10% cash bonus on any first-time deposits up to $2,000. The minimum deposit is $50. This bonus only has a one-time playthrough amount, which means that the bonus doesn't lock you in. Focus on the cash in, cash out aspect of the bonus and not the percentage amount. That being said, you can use promo code DOWNBAD on a deposit of $50 or more to receive a cash bonus instantly to your MyBookie account. Using this bonus is very simple. Bet your deposit amount just once and you're ready to cash out, no strings attached with MyBookie. Bet on the NFL, USC, or play for a bigger cash prize with the weekly online blackjack tournament. It's a new year, so give yourself a fresh start with MyBookie. Like I just rub this.
No, here.
Make sure it's the friend one.
Okay. This,
the platonic one.
It's like actual like real chemicals. So if you put on too much, you can get nauseous, you can get dizzy, you can get headaches, you can vomit,
okay.
You can have mood swings, you can get crazy anxiety. Yeah, like it's insane. So you don't want to wear this one. This is the one that attracts men.
Men?
Yeah.
Put it on, bro.
Oh, I'm gonna wear this for all the homies. Hold on.
It's gonna make you horny. So
it's gonna make me horny.
Yes, it attracts men. It turns men on. So like,
you can how wear this fast?
Week. You probably like a minute.
A minute?
Damn. Mm-hmm.
And it's not in the mind. Like, you will have a physical response to it. Like, put the cap back on.
Jenny, you look a little nice right now.
Keep opening ones. There's two that you guys can use here today that This is not gonna be inappropriate.
How much does each bottle go for?
So right now, we have never raised our prices, and we just entered our fourth year in business. Uh-huh. So right now, these are 80. But we're severely underpriced because we just dropped our new formulas, which are twice as strong as the original. And look at our new packaging. It's...
Wow.
It's hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're going like way into... Yeah, so like this is our current packaging. This is what you get for 80. Also, this bottle will last you like longer than a year because you only need one drop. So it's...
One drop.
That's it.
So can you overdose on it?
Yeah. I just told you can get super sick.
Oh, sick.
You can get... Okay. Yeah, I don't think you can die, and I wouldn't encourage you to test that theory.
Right.
Like, what happened to him? Ah, he OD'd on chemicals his body already produces. It was wild. Yeah, let's not try. Let's not experiment with that. Let's not one chip challenge.
I could try this one, though.
That's liquid finesse. That's universal. It's unisex. It's just oxytocin. So. No one's going to get... aroused. So you want to put it on your pulse points. Just start with one spray. That's good. Then tap your wrists. Don't rub too much. And then behind the ears. Here. Just let that sink in, and like in like 30 seconds you should start to feel like a little chill. Mm. At some point in this podcast you might find yourself disclosing information about yourself that you normally wouldn't.
Get out of here. We'll see about that.
We'll see. Yeah,
that's a closed book. That's what they call me.
You're a closed book?
Why do you have a podcast?
I'm just kidding.
I'm a closed book.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe you're in the wrong field.
Wait, so what are all of them? You have the liquid finesse for like...
That's general? Another liquid
you guys
finesse.
Want to throw it on too?
I'm already wearing liquid finesse. Okay.
I'll put on some.
So yeah, you try some too. I brought you guys two pleasers, which are the ones that attract women, and two liquid finesses. Then I brought you habitué provocateur, which attracts men, in case you have any friends or, you know, if you want to attract men.
Some business meetings.
It's none of my business.
And wait, can we use that during business meetings then?
Liquid finesse, I highly recommend it, especially like in sales.
Uh-huh.
Like if you just want the other upper hand where someone to be like, I don't know why, but like, I just trust you.
Right.
Definitely that. Or essence of ecstasy. And that's a combination of the oxytocin spray and the synthetic testosterone.
I see.
So that's like really good for like trying to keep your energy up while still being persuasive.
This is so interesting. I've never heard this in my entire life.
This is like cheat codes to life.
It is. It's the ultimate life hack. We have like hundreds and hundreds of reviews like on my TikTok where people just say the most like wild shit where they like actually prove it. Because like I won't post a review.
Right.
If I like look at the person's account, I'm like, that didn't happen. But if a woman's like, yeah, my husband bought me a new car, and then I go and look at her TikTok and she's like, oh my God, my husband bought me a new car today. I'm like, oh shit, this actually worked for her. Okay.
Right. So what's like a success story that's come from?
I mean, my husband's is my favorite one. So we met at a club. We met at a Ted Park show.
Right. The homie.
And I invited him back for the after party, you know, my parties. I curved him a little bit. Like, a little bit. Only because I didn't want to break up the friend group. Because he's in the same friend group. And I'm like, I'm not going to, you know, we've been cultivating our friendships for like a year.
Right.
I haven't fucked anyone. Even though the internet doesn't believe me. They think that we all have like low-key orgies and stuff. Which is like, good for me. But like, that really never happened. So anyway, so I curved him only because I was like, I don't want to break up the friend group. It's going so well. So then he was like DMing me. And I still was like, And then he was like, hey, I need a job. And I was like, okay, fine. I can give the kid a job. So, gave him a job. He starts wearing the pheromones. Within a month, we start sleeping together. Oof. He proposes a month after that.
Damn.
And we...
Was he just an intern? Like...
He was like, a bottle boy. He was bottling the pheromones.
Oh.
So he was working at the company for months, and he didn't know that I wouldn't be there. Like, I don't go to the factory.
Right.
So he's like working there every day. Like, when's Lydia coming in? And it was actually brought up at a meeting. Upper management was like, we might have to let Tony go. And I'm like, why? And they're like, well, he doesn't really seem that interested in working, and all he ever does is ask when you're coming in. So I started going in because I was like, okay, this is getting spicy. So I went in, we almost immediately started hooking up. I think like the week I started going to work every day, we hooked up.
Yeah. It was like at the factory?
No. I would never disrespect my office.
Oh, okay.
Also, like sanitary conditions. Of course. Just, like, of course. We're bottling stuff. Like,
of course.
You know, gotta respect the customers. So, yeah, no, we had sex in my house, which is still technically company property. yeah, then he proposed like a month after, and we've been married for almost 4 months.
That means by like week two, he's at the jewelry shop looking for a ring, right?
So, we met in March. We hooked up for the first time in May. He proposed in June. We were married in August. So somewhere along that timeline.
Wow.
Because he wanted to be exclusive. And I was like, I don't like do that. Like, I don't do relationships. Not to like be a player, but just like I was focused on my company and I didn't want to like get like involved in something that most relationships are temporary. Yeah. Even marriages. So I was just like, I can't. So I was like, I wouldn't date someone unless I was going to marry them. And he was like, oh, well, that was my plan all along. So he just like proposed. And I was like,
what made that switch for you in the head? Like, oh, like, despite me running like a multi-million dollar company, like I'm ready to lock you down.
He literally, like, I'm sure somewhere I have a manifestation journal with every single quality about him written down. And I was like, this is what I asked for. Like, this is exactly what I asked for. I would be so dumb to pass on this because I'm too focused at work. He's at work. He's working for me and with me. Like, he's not even in the way of my work. He's like, he's the reason why I started going back to the company in the first place.
Right.
It's because he makes me more motivated. So, like, I noticed that, like, the more time I spent with him, like, I was like, I'm making more money. I'm caring about, like, myself more. My health has improved. Like, all of these things. So I'm just like, it would be like the L of a lifetime to pass on that.
That's crazy. I was following like that.
The whole thing.
On TikTok, because you were posting and documenting stuff. And I was like, damn.
Everyone thought it was fake. They're like, oh, this is just to promote her company. I'm like, no, like, it's just that good of a story.
Yeah,
like, it's that perfect.
No, everybody thought it was fake just because, like, you know, like, he used the hormones and everything. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know he worked at the factory.
Yeah, but he was already, like, trying to seduce me, and then he was just like, I'm gonna put this shit on. And then, the first time I kissed him, I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, that was so unprofessional. I did that, like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, oh, no, it's, like, totally fine. And then, like, he admitted, like, after we slept together, he's like, so, like, I have been wearing the pheromones to seduce you. And I was like, that is so toxic. Do it again.
When he asks him which department he wants to work in, he's like, I want to work in the one that. I'm just there for 8 hours a day, just like.
for the folks at home, what is a good way to slide in the workplace?
I mean, it's never appropriate.
Of course. Of course it's never appropriate.
It's never appropriate.
But.
Sometimes
it's called for.
I don't know. What's the positions?
But that's a crazy slide, too.
Like, employee versus CEO, coworker to coworker, like.
Just either way in a professional work setting. It's like, where do you even, like, is it after work? Is it during work? You guys are giving each other, like, little glances?
I feel like you need to linger. I personally love the teacher's pet vibe. So, like, my husband was, like, he was, like, always finding ways to, like, be specifically in my space. And then also, like, you know, he's, like, lifting heavy boxes in what felt like slow-mo.
Doing sexy shit.
Oh, yeah. It was so hot. And I was just, like, I just can't not. He was on time every day. Oh, so hot.
So punctual. Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's hot to me as an employer. That's hot. You show up on time. You
show up before time.
Oh, this gets me going. Oh man, it was great. And then just the yes boss. Everything was like yes boss.
Is it yes boss or yes ma'am?
I feel like ma'am is super hot, but boss is fine. It works for me too.
Yeah.
How about boss ma'am?
That's a little wordy. That's a little too wordy. Boss ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Boss ma'am.
Yeah, ma'am or boss, interchangeable. They both work. But that's how I always know if one of my team members has a crush on me is if they say yes, boss. And I'm like, this is, you've watched this on the internet on a certain site, haven't you?
Yeah.
You're getting a free game.
Yeah. Oh, so it's never appropriate, but we're all human.
Right.
Add pheromones. It's a recipe for getting exactly what you want.
Wow.
You toxic piece of shit. Love you, honey.
You gotta do a straight through trying it on and just see.
Just do it like a before and after.
That's the best testimonial of all time.
You think that would help Jimmy in Korea?
Oh, yeah. So well, I saw.
He was taking
y'all struggling.
I saw that TikTok. fucking, I was like, he needs to please her.
Yeah, you should have hit that one day delivery to Korea for him. Right? Like airdrop.
I can airdrop it to you.
It works with everybody across the across the world. Yeah, so it's like...
So as you're of the human species, yeah.
Right, right, but like in Korea, there's like, I guess, social constructs and social limitations that I had to like go through, right? Whereas like, I think Koreans are naturally more reserved. Mm. So despite chemicals or whatever, confidence,
yeah.
I don't know, it might not work overseas.
So here's the thing is... One, we do ship to Korea, and we have many Korean customers. Mm-hmm. And two, this is, like, where I have to, like, help customers manage their expectations. So, like, we have people who buy the pheromones to try and, like, steal someone who's already taken. Yeah. It's a very common thing to, like, steal someone's girl, steal someone's man. Because the pheromones, whether you want them to work or not, they do. But it doesn't take your free will away. Right. So, like... The other day at the office, my GM had put on Please Her, and I didn't know. And I like to know when people are wearing Please Her around me, because I get so horny. It's uncomfortable.
What?
It drives me crazy. Like, it's just.
I'm excited to use it.
The ignition is just on. On. No warm-up period. So I was, like, so horny at work around my GM, and I was like, this is fucking weird. So, like, I left, and I, like, went home. Had sex with my husband, went back to the office, chilling. And then later, on my For You page, he pops up, and he's like, get ready with me. Today, I'm wearing Pleaser at work. And I was like, oh, you fucker! I knew something was up! I knew it! And, like, he has a girlfriend. She works with us as well. Right, so, like, he wasn't, like, trying anything. He was literally doing a tutorial.
Wow.
But it was still on him, and I had, like, a physical response to it. And I was like, this is not what I want right now.
Man, this is the secret to getting out the friend zone. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, it is, yeah. It'll get you.
I would only be worried I don't put on the wrong one. I put on the friend one when I go on a date. Like,
oh, it will still help the conversation, though.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people, like, the Liquid Finesse is for, the easiest way is, like, that's for emotional intimacy. Mm-hmm. And then the pheromones are for physical intimacy. So it's just, like, wear both if you want. Like, we've had people, like, get proposed to, get crazy gifts. It helps marriages. Because these are chemicals that we already produce.
Right.
But if you're not hugging and cuddling your spouse of, you know, 15 years, it's like you can't produce that chemical. So if you just put it on, it's like, oh, this feels like we have been cuddling. That brings us closer together.
So if I already produce that and I throw this on, is it just like intensified?
I don't know.
Okay.
Like, would you, like, because there's no way of knowing when it's being released in your body, like when your body is making it organically.
I would assume
it would double it, but I also don't want to like speak on something. I don't want to make a false claim.
Right. Okay. So getting off this topic a little bit, earlier you said you were a home mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that your past life, earlier life? Like,
what? That was my previous company. So, okay. Like, I had been a porn star and sex worker like for 10 years. So when I retired, I had written a book, and the book got really popular.
What's the book called?
It was a book series called The Complete Guide to Escorting. So that got really popular. And it was just me saying, like, cautionary tales. Like, hey, do this, don't do this, save your money, blah, blah, blah. That became so big that it turned into, like, a video series. And then Vice made a documentary about the company. They're like, wow, she's, like, teaching girls how to do sex work safely, legally, and she's not profiting off of it like a pimp.
Yeah.
So, like, that was... It just shook up the entire, like, sex work.
When you say legally, how?
So I was never profiting off the proceeds of prostitution.
Okay.
Which is like the legal term for pimping and pandering.
Okay.
Gotcha. So like most, like the only way to learn about sex work is usually from your pimp, your manager, your agent. And these are all people that are putting you on game so they can profit off of you.
Right.
I had ebooks for like
$9.99.
Gotcha. So it's like, okay, this is the first person that's like pricing this at like a normal price, selling information. It's not exploiting women in the process.
Yeah.
So that did so well. I was like, okay, we have the books, we have the education, the documentary is out. We now need tools to do our jobs better.
Yeah.
So pheromones, these are for hoes. But they took off in the mainstream when we started posting on TikTok. during COVID. So we had couples see it and like, oh, I know this is for sex workers, but like maybe it'll work on my husband. We've been fighting since the lockdown. And that's what brought us into the mainstream. But like these are like tools for sex workers to do their jobs better. Like strippers to like finesse more money out of men.
Right.
So the goal is to like get more money and have to do less emotional and less physical labor.
Like catalyst.
Mm-hmm. So, and that now it's like a mainstream company where people like their minds are blown. And I'm like, this is a whole product. Like you could use it or not, but it's for them to make more money.
Right. To bring it back to the mentorship, right? What would you say were some of the lessons that you would give out to said hoe?
Oh, I mean, literally everything. Like I could give you an example of a girl.
Okay.
So I met this girl on Instagram. She was the receptionist at a veterinary office.
Okay.
In like some random state in America, flyover state. She wanted to become a high class escort.
Mm-hmm. High class escort being like
rarity?
Like over $1,000 an hour.
Like finesse CEOs and
traveling the world, billionaire's girlfriend, like
Gotcha.
So she came to me and I was like, okay. So we changed everything about her, like her background story. We said that she is a Italian Teen Vogue model who's escorting to pay for law school, and that's why she has to blur her face. So we blurred her face because she didn't like want her family to see or anything.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So we did that. She got like a little Italian accent with like voice coaches.
Okay.
We did like, you know, makeover with the hair, fillers, like all of those things. And just started building a website around that branding.
Yeah.
So all these wealthy guys, and then, you know, you set like a crazy high price, like $1,000 an hour, $1,500 an hour. So only like the high rollers are looking at her page.
Right.
And then they're like feeling good about giving her money because she's like, it's for law school, you know. Right. She had no intention on going to law school. She's super wealthy and retired now.
Yeah.
And it took her a year to make her first $1 million in escorting.
Damn.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So like it's like the lessons or like mentorship is going to be different per person. Like it's like all very like catered to the individual.
Taking these lessons, and what are some of the lessons that you would give to them that could potentially be applicable for like everybody? So some of the more like philosophical questions about like attraction, right? Because essentially that's
the color red.
That's what you're trying to do, right? Mm-hmm. Is to attract the highballers.
Yeah.
And to keep them for a long period of time.
Yeah.
So it's really giving them like a girlfriend experience or like...
It depends what they want.
Okay.
It's like ultimately it's like you tell the person like...
Give the man what they want.
No.
Okay.
I would tell you.
Okay.
Day one, this can be applied to everyone.
Right.
Any entrepreneur ever. You pick your customer. Everyone thinks that your customer picks you. You pick them. You decide what is your ideal customer like. Then you build a brand around trying to appeal to that type of person.
Mm.
So if the girl, for example, say she's like, I'm a single mom. I can only work an hour a day. Okay, fine. Then we'll give you a higher price, but shorter appointments. So that's like, you're only going to advertise 30-minute appointments, but they're going to be at a higher rate. If there's a girl who's like, hey, I want a sugar daddy. I want to marry a billionaire. Okay, well, we're going to build a brand based around, you know, what would ultimately attract that type of guy.
A billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what would attract a billionaire? Let's go there.
I have to think about a way to disclose that without
outing
the girl. So I mentored this girl who is now married to a billionaire with her own foundation. I don't want to say what it is, but she has her own foundation.
Okay.
And she's using the foundation to meet more billionaires in case she wants to leave that one.
Wow.
She made like a farm, like a billionaire farm.
Wow.
That wasn't even my idea. She just went with it after she got him. I was like, yo, that's such a good idea.
A farm? Like she's like a group chat of just like...
No, she has a charity. Like, she has like these charity foundation parties.
Oh.
So, you know, her billionaire husband funds them.
Yeah.
And it's for like a very like rich person cause that like a lot of super wealthy people care about. And I'm like, you just like, you know, the person mentions this word, you just know that they're rich.
Yeah.
So she created like a charity foundation or whatever for this cause.
Right.
And she has these charity events, balls, galas, whatever they are. And just more rich dudes come.
Right.
And like their wives and family, whatever. But she's like, yeah. She's like, now that I have this foundation, I have my own stream of income outside of my billionaire husband. Yeah. And now I know all of his rich friends. So if he ever wants to leave me, upgrade me for a younger model or whatever, I'll just go with one of his friends. And I'm like, that's insane. Wow. Genius. Yeah, she took it in rent. Like, she deserves to be married to a billionaire for sure.
But yeah. So what are the qualities that ultimately keep you with the billionaire? Like,
I don't know. I've never kept a billionaire. Mine died.
What do billionaires like want in a girl?
Yeah.
It depends. Like,
cuz one thing you said on Under the Influence, mm-hmm, that really stuck with me was like, to keep a man, it's like you have to validate his ego while nurturing him like a child. And I was like, yo, that's a bar. That is a bar, right, there. Yeah, right? It's like, I love, like, if a girl takes care of me, right, when I'm sick, like, oh, that hits me, oh, right here, mm-hmm, right, and then still validating my ego, just kind of like, oh yeah, my man's a he makes millions, you know, like, just kind of also doing that too. And the male ego is so fragile, right? The biggest thing that breaks it, if she
That's a deal breaker for a lot of men. Yeah. Or so they say. I feel like a guy gets cheated on, it breaks his soul, but then like the competitive nature is like, oh, what's so good about that guy? That's it. You can't have my bitch. That's my bitch. And then they like come back stronger. And I have no plans of cheating, by the way. It's just a pattern that I've noticed, because like all my friends are dudes.
Yeah.
It's
so,
like, I've seen y'all get cheated on, broken down, and then you build yourself back up only to get cheated on again with the same bitch.
Or maybe a batter girl. Damn. But
the same one?
The same one. Damn. I just saw one of the homies go through it. I'm like, are you kidding me? What is so great about this girl?
I think the biggest like motivation for guys is just getting fucked over by a girl. Yeah. It's the biggest motivation of all time. Of all time.
Yeah.
Those are demons. Those are demons that every man should have to improve.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Getting cheated on or just something. Like,
getting
like,
cheated on, get your heart broken. You will see that man in the gym.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
3 hours lifting like ways that he's never lifted before.
That's like every guy's like, it just jumpstarts a training arc.
Yeah.
Just like either like, you know, you ax out your crush, she embarrasses you, or like, you know, like the prom formals, you go like do the prom proposal and she says, I like you as a friend. And you're just like,
it's the villain arc that we all need. It's a heartbreak.
Honestly,
yeah.
That's what feels like. Honestly, I feel bad for the men that don't get like heartbroken or anything.
Right, they're just soft forever.
Yeah, they just gotta figure out how to get motivation elsewhere.
Yeah. Or maybe they just meet that one girl that validates his ego and nurture him like a child. Right.
And challenges him.
So you think that is a quality that, you know, keeps a billionaire?
Honestly, what I've noticed, like when I was escorting, what I noticed is people that wealthy need you to get in and fit in or don't.
Okay.
It's like they have a very specific lifestyle.
Yeah.
They have a very specific schedule. They like everything a certain way. And it's like you kind of just need to either find a way to fit into that puzzle and like basically be submissive, like without like the sexual innuendos, like you need to just, you need to comply. They need compliance. So I feel like it's less emotional for them. And like if you are smart enough to make $1 billion, everything about your life is strategic, even your personal life. So I've noted, like I was part of a harem.
Yeah.
And I was never the prettiest girl, but I would do the most shit. And
sexually or just like?
Yeah. Sexually, I would go to every, like, oh, we have to go to 3 parties tonight? Fine, yeah, I'll go. Like, I would always say yes.
Yeah.
And they were kicking, like, hotter girls than me off the trips and keeping me longer. Because I was the compliant one. So I feel like if you really want to be with a billionaire, just be prepared to comply.
Now, do you think those billionaires are a little tapped out of their emotional side and they don't have good fam or good relationships because it's like they're so detached from emotion and you think everything is so strategic?
I think the strategy is undeniable,
right?
But my experience with billionaires is also gonna be biased from being the help. Like, I've never met a billionaire as a fellow billionaire. I don't know how they treat each other. Okay. I know what it's like to be treated as the employee. And it's, you need to fucking get in and fit in. Unless you're bringing extreme value.
Yeah.
But what I was bringing is essentially sex. Right. That's replaceable. That's not even remotely a commodity to someone with that much money. So, like, That's why I feel like weird to speak on it, because it's like I don't know how they actually are.
Sure,
it's like,
sure.
I'm just a former employee.
Sure. I guess compliance. Do you think that term also, or that idea also applies to like in this day and age, there's like the fresh and fits that you know talks about being a high value man. right. And do you think what they're saying is right?
Okay, so we talked about Andrew Tate on Wu Talk's podcast the other day. I don't think Andrew Tate is wrong. I don't hate the guy at all.
Yeah.
However, I feel like Andrew Tate is just like a giant run-on intrusive thought. Like, that needs full context. Like, if you're going to watch, like, if you're going to sit on TikTok and just, like, watch, like, a clip of Andrew Tate and think you have a full opinion on him, you need the full context to what he is saying and, like, even the bigger picture of his life and philosophies and practices.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah, no, that's okay. Why these, like, sorority girls in college, oh, I fucking hate you. Shut the fuck up. You don't know shit.
Yeah, you've only seen the ones that's, like, trending and it just...
You're seeing something
out of context, and it's like, what he's actually doing is promoting traditional values. He's promoting health for men. Like, young men, get into the gym. Take care of your body. Stop vaping. Every time I pick up my vape, I'm like, breathe air. Like, I want to stop. And I would be lying if he's not somewhat of a catalyst to that. But he's preaching traditional values, but like with this like bro tone that I feel like doesn't really translate to many women. But I've noticed a shift in our culture. Women are like, you know what, being a stay-at-home doesn't sound so bad now. And I'm like, Andrew Tate single-handedly has changed like the tone of our culture. And it's like, whether you realize it or not, the man has influenced you.
Like, men are working harder.
Because it's like, I should be providing for my woman. Like, I should be doing this. I don't love his, like...
What about the philosophy?
Cheating stuff. Like, or not, I should not be necessarily able to cheat on you. I should be able to. And it's just like...
I should be able to.
Just deal with it, bitch. Like, you know, like, those are always so hard to, like, digest, because it's just like...
Do you think the more money you make, the more leeway you have in terms of, like, having multiple options? While the girl does not.
Realistically, I feel like it's all about becoming irreplaceable. So, like, I have people in my life that are irreplaceable. Their net value isn't higher than mine. But what they provide for me in, like, a social, emotional, professional, whatever, it's not possible to replace them. Wow. So it's, like, relationships in general, I feel like, are about, like, leverage. And... maybe I'm just a strategic person in that way, but it's never like manipulation. Like, the other day I did something nice for my husband. He didn't ask for it, but I did something nice, and he was like, babe, do you mind if I go out tonight? And I was like, oh, I have a choice. He was like, yeah. I was like, oh, well, I did something nice for you earlier, so I'm gonna choose myself, and I'm gonna ask you to stay home tonight since it's on the table for me. So I like leveraged the nice thing that I did for him into
being something you
feeling
want.
Confident into something that I want more. I was like, actually, if it's not like, if you're not like married to the idea of going out, then stay home. He's like, and it was very like even, cordial, mutual leverage scenario. And he's like, you did do something nice for me, so I'll stay home for you. Just boom, leverage, become irreplaceable. And I feel like it comes less about money, because Andrew Tate's always talking about the most, you need the most loyal woman, just stay down, make a coffee in the morning, like all these things. If you become that woman and you actually become irreplaceable to him, he's not going to be able to leverage his money over you,
right?
Because you cannot purchase loyalty. You cannot. I've tried. It's not possible. It's not.
How have you tried to purchase loyalty?
Giving, like, former employees, like, super high raises, bonuses, like, improving their lifestyles, living conditions,
what do you think?
Gifts, like, all types of things, being like, oh, this person is going to appreciate me more because I did X, Y, and Z. No.
What do you think keeps a person loyal?
Their heart. Like, it's straight...
The heart.
Yeah. You are straight up, like, loyalty, I don't think it's something that you can learn. You are just either naturally a loyal person that values people outside of... whatever they're worth to you, or whatever, or you're just like a conniving piece of shit. Like, I don't think that there's like, oh, this is how you learn to be loyal. It's like, that's your heart. Like, we are born with that shit. Like, I've had the same heart at like 12 years old that I have now at 32.
Now, do you think women loyalty and men loyalty are different? Because I think innately, and we're talking about sex, right? Whereas, like, I think men with the boys, oh, yeah, I fuck her, mm-hmm. right? With women, it's a little different, right? I mean, sure, women enjoy casual sex, but I think in the realm of, like, loyalty, if a woman's really in love with a man, mm-hmm. It's a little bit harder for her to just have casual sex.
Whereas, I like, men... I think so, yeah. Well, like, if I'm, like, super... Like, I love my husband.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been married for less than a year. So, it's, like, before I met him, it was very easy for me to just, like, go off, fuck somebody, forget about it,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, now that, you know, I'm married and, like, we're just super, like, it's just the best relationship of my life. Like, I can't even, like, look at guys the same way
yeah.
that I normally would. Like, even my For You page, it used to just be, like, fuckboy after fuckboy after fuckboy. And now it's just, like, cute animals fucking cooking and shit. And I'm just, like, ah. I mean, like, I guess that's good. But, yeah. like, it shows that, like, I've always considered myself just, like, super chill about sex. Yeah. Like, definitely, like, more, like, masculine energy in that yeah, way. Yeah, yeah, and, yeah. like, something switched in me where I was just, like, don't touch me, don't text me, blah, blah, blah.
Right,
you know,
right,
like,
right.
all of that. So, like, I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
It could be different. And for men, like...
Whereas men is like, hey, like, I'll be lying if I didn't say that, babe, that is a bad bitch right there. And I wish we could have a threesome together. But I just choose not to say that.
Don't say it. Yeah, just thank you. Just it's okay to have private thoughts. Yeah, because you can have the male brain, right? But yeah. respect is universal. So
yes.
it's like if you respect your woman and you know that like that's going to be something that hurts her,
yeah.
even though it's a natural thought occurrence to you, it's like, well, just do your job as a man and protect her.
Yeah,
part
yeah,
of
yeah.
it is protecting her feelings.
Yeah.
It's like she don't need to know that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. 100%.
One time I caught my husband like...
Looking?
Like, not like oogling a woman, but like, you know, she was bad.
Yeah.
She caught his eye and he like... got caught looking and kind of was like waiting for the backlash. And I was like, ah, congratulations. I see your eyes work. What a blessing. The gift of vision. That's nice, honey. And he was just like, I feel like I should be getting in trouble. But it was like sarcasm. Like right. I'm very like, I come in with the sarcasm when I'm not happy instead of like yelling and wasting my own energy expenditure. I don't like causing like a huge fuss. I'll hit you with some very sharp sarcasm. Message delivered every time.
Yeah.
That's all he needs.
I'll be like, babe, no. I do not see her two gigantic personalities.
I feel like as long as you keep it honest and you're like, ah, you know,
yeah.
got me.
Yeah,
love
yeah.
you. What do you... Oh, is that Tiffany's over there?
Aside from money, what do you think are the things that makes a man, I guess, high value?
I know, it's such a buzzword now.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
the high value. And I feel like anyone who actually calls themselves high value isn't.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, do you walk around like... announcing your hair color, like, hi, I'm a brunette. And it's like, you didn't have to say that because yeah. it's very obvious. It's like same thing.
Well, last week, value. I just, you know, I'm high value now. Yeah. You know, I just, you know,
I'm like, my high value.
Yeah. I just reached. Yeah. I got a raise to 100K. I am high value yeah. now.
Oh, yeah. fantastic.
Yep.
I just like to update people. Like, my high value status.
Yeah.
High value status.
Next tattoo, high value.
Get on my forehead.
Oh, my God.
Is high value.
High value man? High value man.
Nice to meet you, high value man.
Nice to meet you. Good pleasure.
How high value though?
Huh?
Let me just check. What is your value?
No, but really though, like, what do you think are the things that makes a guy?
I feel like that's such a great question. I should probably, like, know that better. Discipline. Like, the sexual discipline is so important.
Okay.
Sexual discipline, discipline with your health, your body, your choices. Like, I feel like a man who's truly self-disciplined
yeah.
can achieve absolutely anything. Mm. Like, true leadership skills.
Yeah.
And that is something I'll always value in a man. Because, like, yeah. as a woman, like, I know my strengths and my weaknesses. Of course, women tend to be more emotional.
Yeah.
It's just a fact. It's what makes us good nurturers in the
yeah.
first place.
Yeah.
Good parents. All of that. We need to have the emotional side.
Yeah.
But I look for in my partner, I need someone that has strong leadership skills.
Mm.
Someone that can take the wheel when yeah. I'm like, I'm tripping yeah. about some shit that I'll probably calm down about later.
Yeah.
But like, I need you to take control, know me, know how to calm me down,
yeah.
and just the discipline. Like
yeah.
he gets up, he goes to the gym every single day. Like
yeah.
That's so impressive to me. Yeah. I can't do that. But yeah. I love to see that discipline. To me, that's ultimately a high value man, someone that has discipline in every area of life.
Ooh.
Because if you apply it to anything, you can achieve anything with that type of self-discipline.
Yeah.
So this is something I really admire. I don't think you can be a high value man without having
discipline.
Yeah.
That's a great take.
That's amazing take. That is amazing. Because discipline, once you apply it to all areas of life.
It's just universal.
If you're not a millionaire now, you will be. Like, it's just a matter of time. But there's plenty of assholes who have $1 million who I would never consider high value. You're just another fucking asshole with $1 million.
Right.
Any asshole can make $1 million. Like,
and do you think
it does not make you a high value man? It makes your net worth slightly higher than every other douchebag in LA. But it doesn't make you a high-value man.
Now, do you think honesty is another...
Virtuous, yeah.
Virtuous, yeah. Marks of a high...
Because I feel like if you don't have the ability to be honest, if I have to lie about something, it means that I know what I'm doing is wrong.
Yeah.
So why would I be doing something wrong in the first place?
Right.
And if I really didn't believe... Like, I'll do stuff that's, like, morally questionable, ethically questionable. Like, fucking an employee. Luckily, it worked out. But if someone had confronted me about it straight up, are you and Tony fucking? I wouldn't lie about it.
Because
at the end of the day, I thought it was okay enough to actually follow through with.
Yeah.
So to lie about it and cover my tracks, it's like, no, no, no. If you have to lie, ultimately you know that this is wrong.
Yeah.
And you don't even want to believe it. So this is why you're making people believe something else.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like honesty is definitely virtuous, the self-discipline.
And last but not least, I want to add on... I'm saying, if you gotta drop that dick down.
What?
Lay down the pipes.
Yeah, lay down the pipes. Properly.
Oh. I thought you were asking for sex advice.
No. That's the last marks of the high value club.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely helps. Yeah. Just the dick is bomb. It's like, oh my God, thank you. Yeah.
How far do you think that could carry? If you had just the fire dick and no other good values. How far could you go in life?
I mean, you could sleep on my couch for a night. Like, it's...
For just one night?
Men are getting better at sex because they're getting worse at everything else.
Oh.
Like, I've had such amazing sex, older, in, my late 20s.
Yeah.
It was better than when I was younger, but I'm like, the men I was fucking are still the same age. Yeah. I was like, y'all are needing to learn a better skill. Because you're sucking at everything else. You're doing drugs. You're not going to school. You just want to be popular in your hood or whatever. They are actually getting better at sex because they have nothing else to offer.
No, they're putting their disciplines into having more sex.
I mean, I'm not complaining. As a former one-night stander, I'm not mad at that. But it's like, I feel like it's symptomatic.
It's frowned upon.
Because normally it's like, oh, he's rich, he's bad at sex. And it's like, okay. Yeah.
But what if he's so, how many couches, how many nights on the couch could he get if he was just putting it down?
It just depends how much sex I need.
Oh, okay.
Fair. Yeah, fair, and who else is in the rotation? If I got guy number three. Because, I always had a rotation. Because I was always honest about it. Like, I told everyone about each other. Not to the point to make them jealous, but hey, you and I are cool. I'm also cool with a couple of other people.
Yeah.
I'm sure in some other world, y'all would be friends. But I, my work is very demanding.
Right.
I can't go without having my physical or emotional needs met.
Yeah.
So, to me, it's okay, it's Wednesday. I wrapped my last meeting. My next one doesn't start till noon tomorrow, so I have tonight to fuck.
Yeah.
If I'm only relying on one guy who's not committed to me, I might go without sex that night. Right. And if that's the only night I have, you better have backup. So I just had a rotation and everyone was cool with it. And if they weren't cool with the other guys being around, I'm like, I don't want to see weird competitive. It's just not that. I'm not trying to pit you guys against each other.
Of course.
Just what do they have? Sister wives, brother husband vibes.
Right.
But y'all never actually meet each other. Just all... in the same bitch together, but separate. So it was great for the time.
What do you think makes the perfect rotation for a girl? Positions, categories, different types of guys. You get one date guy, one sex guy. What is your perfect rotation?
One for emotional support.
Rely on a man for emotional support.
Okay. Your emotional needs. What were those?
My emotional needs, would never come from a booty call. Invest myself that much. I feel like that's just setting myself up to fail.
Right.
Because then you catching feelings.
What about a part-time boyfriend and then the roster?
I just, it seems like it's creating more obligation to me. Because that, like, if you're a part-time boyfriend, that means I have to part-time care.
Is
no, like, I don't want no, that.
Is the person on the top of the rotation
there's the no one? Top. There's no top. There's no favorites. Okay. I basically picked my type and just, like, diversified him a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, my type of black hair. My type of
Asian. Like, if you literally look at, like,
4'9".
Look at like my past exes of like the last 3 years. It's literally like the same guy, but just in different formats.
Different fonts.
It's the same guy in different fonts. Yeah.
So you put them all in a room, they go have a blast with each other.
Honestly, I feel
like me for real, bro.
Yeah. No, I've actually one time I had one of them FaceTime another one because I had like a new guy, and I had a new guy over, and he was like kind of getting overwhelmed with just like my house and like my life. Yeah. So I was like, I feel like you could talk to someone. Like, there's someone else in my rotation. We were just texting. Do you want to like FaceTime him? The kid FaceTimes him. They start talking. They're like, yeah, no, bro. She's super chill. Like, she's not going to do anything to you. Like, she's actually that cool. Wow. And he's like, oh, thanks, dude. I feel so much better.
It's like building a company. And then you got this guy lacking, like, feeling overwhelmed. And then you get the guy that's been in the company for like a year. So just like, hey,
I did one of those.
Don't worry. Bro, come on. You just got to do this, this, and that. Like,
I did one of those FaceTimes before.
And they, like, like friendly afterwards.
You did a FaceTime like that?
I did one of those FaceTimes.
Really?
Like you were the one being FaceTime, or you had
No. One of my exes, the first one, FaceTime the other guy that she was fucking at the time. And she was like, oh yeah, meet him. And all of a sudden, I just got the phone with him.
Wait, I'm what like, was hey, the issue? What was the issue that had to be addressed?
There was no issue. Like she was just casually like, yo, you want to meet my other. And she FaceTimes him. I was like, at first he was so caught off. I was like, oh, what the fuck?
What?
Yo, what's up, man? I was like, hey, bro. Like, I was more prepared because she gave me. I was like, hey, what's good, bro? Like,
Those cheeks fire, huh?
Like, what do you say to each other?
Yeah.
Shit,
bro. It was nice meeting you.
Let's stay clean.
You know, yes. You know, I, for the record, you know, I heard. No, can't say that.
Basketball team. You got forced bro time. Your ex FaceTimed one of her people in a relationship and gave you the phone.
Yep. It was like, yo, you guys should meet each other. Like, no. You guys are like super cool. Like, I appreciate you guys both.
How did that make you feel?
And then I think we ended up talking about like, hey, you know the things that she really needed to work on? We ended up talking about that. You know, this is the things that she could like really improve on. You know, like she needs to definitely get out more. You know, a lot of times she feels a little bit self-conscious about like meeting new people. I was like, yeah, bro, for real.
This is why I never let them be friends with each other. So.
It's like Ledger. You know, like she's going on all these dates. I mean, that's how she met you, right? It's like, it's like maybe she, like, hey, bro, like between us two, she don't need to go on any more dates.
Hey, I got Monday, Tuesday, Friday. I'm gonna need you to get the rest. So
yeah, no,
together.
Nah, for the record, I'm getting more days than you. All right.
Yeah, because I initiated the call.
Oh my
You know,
God.
I had this first. Yeah,
between me and you, I'm better.
Wait, so definitely not bigger.
What if she was trying to get you guys to like be cool so that she can have a threesome with both of you?
You know, I think she wanted it, but for the record, she told me how much she was packing.
He was packing?
Yeah, he was packing.
How many inches more?
Man.
Four?
Four?
I'm asking is you. More.
No, he was a good like.
Must be a big number
to
take even minutes.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to compare it. I'm trying to use like a simile or like a metaphor.
Oh. So
yeah, like if I was baby dragon, he was thousand years dragon. Wait, hold on.
Wait, is he? No, hold on.
No. If I was Red Eyes Black Dragon, he was the five-headed dragon. Hold on.
Wait, damn, hold on.
If I was...
Say the damn number.
Maybe he was like 3 inches more.
Oh, okay.
Four.
Oh, so you were Blue Eyes White Dragon. He was ultimate.
Yeah.
Damn, is that why...
What?
You didn't want to be down for a threesome?
Yeah, no, there's no way.
So you think the ideal threesome has got to be with a guy that has, like, the similar size?
Yeah. He's got to be a similar size or smaller.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Do girls think about that, where it's like, if I have a threesome with a guy and there's too big of a difference, does that change anything? Like, you have to find people, like okay, 5.2, 5.3. Okay, both of you guys.
I have a couple of things to say about that. Okay, one, first and foremost, I don't like group sex. It's just, it's chaotic. I've had a lot of group sex, like, for work and stuff, and it's just, I like to focus. I like to put 100%.
Right.
You know, and so you can't put 100% into multiple people. You just can't. Secondly, as for men, women's holes are different sizes. So if I was,
I'm getting anal. Oh, god damn.
You get the short end of the
stick. Yeah, I get back door.
Because, like, women, we can accommodate three at a time comfortably.
Right.
So if I was.
Actually.
I'm getting titties.
You get one butt, pussy, mouth, hand.
Do you really want to be the guy who gets the hand job?
Depends.
It might be you. You just want to be hand job guy?
Nah.
We can comfortably accommodate three.
Accommodate three. It's a three-seater.
Everyone is getting, like, the good end of the deal.
Yeah.
Once you have to start doing limbs, it's like you're not.
Right.
Yeah,
so
start it's going between right here.
Oh, the armpit jerk off. Oh yeah, it's really popular in Hong Kong right now. Apparently.
Hong Kong?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we actually going to Hong Kong.
It's all the rage. Let me know how it is.
We're gonna fact check that.
Sources say.
On the fan house.
But yeah, I feel like you could have satisfying group sex with different size dicks.
Yeah.
Because you have different size holes.
Right.
So, like, if you ever do get propositioned again, just think about, like, oh, I'll only be offended if I get the smallest hole.
Right. No. But here's the issue is, like, for us guys, it's another ego thing, right?
Of course.
Right? It's like the second that I see her thriving off the big one.
Oh, I honestly couldn't imagine. Because it's like there's no female comparison. Like, oh, you don't like your boob size? Just get implants. Oh, you don't like your butt size? Just get implants. Like, we can adjust anything.
Yeah. It's like the second we see another guy giving, I guess, our women pleasure more than us. Oh, it destroys it.
I couldn't imagine.
Yeah,
like that would drive me crazy. Like as a woman,
what do you think is the equivalent for a woman? If a guy is taking the girl on a more extravagant date,
like he looks like he's having more fun with her.
Yeah, do you think that's the equivalent?
I don't know. If I had to watch my man make another woman come, I think it would enrage me more than if he took a girl on a nice date. I mean, both would like definitely fuck me up, but like, no, sex is worse.
Okay.
Yeah. I would hate that so much. It's not, my ego is not invincible. Yeah. I don't want that to happen. Regardless of what Tate said. I saw this clip literally like last night on TikTok.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh yeah, you tell your bitch, I come home from work.
You tell your bitch.
Bitch, come here.
I'm exhausted from fucking five bitches today. Don't tell her that you cuddled those bitches, because that's what fucks her up. And I'm like, no, all of that would fuck me up, Andrew. All of it. Like, if we actually care, all of it will hurt us. Like, what are you saying?
Yeah, fair.
So, like, in some ways, that's why, like, sometimes Andrew Tate is just, like, a giant run-on intrusive thought. Because, like, we've all thought these things. He dares to say them and then gets taken out of context. And then we have people trying to be like, oh, I would never say that. Yeah, but you would think it and you've already thought it. And that's why the man strikes a chord with everyone because we all low key can relate to this guy.
I think for his stuff, it's like he's very big on doing what you want. You know, because if he's like he wants his girls to act like this, he's saying if you have this belief, you should go for it. There's someone out there for it.
Yeah.
And try to put, he's very big on like not putting the person that's not built for it to be in it. But he's like, if you want a girl like this to do this for you, to do that, to act like this, you gotta find that.
Yeah, and it's like it's okay to want that.
Yeah, if that other person wants that or is okay with it, and it's a healthy relationship between in your little world, and obviously it may not translate to outside of that, but I think that's like what he's very big on, but most people don't think that, like, oh, maybe there are girls out there that like to be treated the way that he's treating his girls. So,
yeah, if they're into it. I mean, he's dating a girl. Have you found his girlfriend's TikTok?
No.
No, what?
She came up on my For You page the other day.
Yeah.
They're so cute. She makes little TikToks with him. They've been doing the TikTok trends together.
Oh, actually, no, I have seen it.
The blonde girl in Dubai.
I have seen it.
They're so cute. And I'm like, yeah, she looks like a girl who would date Andrew Tate. And
keep
love
him,
it
and keep him happy.
Yeah, Yeah, and yeah. I'm like, this makes sense. But, like, for a different type of woman, no, it wouldn't make sense, and she'd probably be miserable. But, like, this girl gets it. This girl loves it. He's happy. Mm. Leave them alone. Let the people make their own choices.
Fair.
Oh, I follow her. I like her shit, and I'm like, I want to send her some pheromones. Oh, and see if they work on the top G.
After this, the top G drops all his side bitches.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Oh. Andrew Tate married.
Yeah, yeah. Andrew Tate, my beliefs have changed.
Listen to your apples. Listen to your top G's. I am now a lower G.
Listen,
I'm still a top G.
Yes.
But
I'm just underlined.
What do you think makes a woman more attractive?
It's hard for me to say because I'm not attracted to women. So right. Like, I can't be like, that would do it for me. But like, I guess to like get in like the males, I honestly don't have like a generic answer to like what makes a woman more attractive. Like, you could do the aesthetic things. You could work on yourself emotionally. You could just stop doing a lot of things. Like, don't nag men. That never works. It's never worked. Yeah. It never will.
Yeah.
Positive reinforcement. He's attractive. Like, when my husband does something that I don't like, I don't bring it up unless it's a pattern of behavior. And then I'm like, okay, we need to address this pattern. But instead of bringing up the thing that I don't like, when he does the thing that I do like, I praise him. And I'm like, oh my God, I just love it when you do it like this or like that. Or when you show up for me in this way. Oh, I love that shit. And he's like, oh, okay. He remembers that good feeling.
Yeah.
And he wants to do that again. But I don't nag him because I think that for anyone is super unattractive, but like women are like stereotyped as like being the ones who nag. So I'd say, the universal thing, if you want to be more attractive, stop nagging. Stop bitching.
Yeah.
Don't be a Karen.
Yeah.
And I feel like we have to unlearn a lot of things that makes you more attractive.
And I feel like a big toxic quality I see in some of the women, maybe it's the women I dated, but it's just... They do a lot of tests.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's like they call it like shit tests, right? They test men like just.
I failed them shits on purpose.
As you should, honestly. I don't like that shit. Yeah. I don't like to be tested.
Yeah.
Why set me up to fail just so you can be right?
Or set like, the man up to like maybe pass them, right?
As things come up, like I want to just like authentically experience life with someone right. Like, I don't know what this, like, weird, like, I see this one girl on TikTok, like, she has a lot of followers, she's doing well, she knows how to market herself, hell yeah, but her whole thing is loyalty testing other women's boyfriends and stuff, and, I mean, I feel like if you need to test someone, already, your foundation is not very good.
Yeah.
Because in my brain, I'm like, I would never want to, like, I mean, that's manipulation.
Yeah.
Straight up, it is manipulation with a cause, I guess. But, like, I personally would never want to be set up.
Yeah.
And even if I got the, congratulations, you passed the loyalty test. I'd be like, fuck you. Why did you think I wasn't loyal in the first place?
Yeah.
Like, what have I ever done to you to make you think that I would have to jump through hoops for you? Fuck you. Like, it would piss me off so much just on the premise that I've been manipulated or, like, put into a scenario that's not even real.
Yeah.
And it's like pass or fail, like we kind of both just lost because I wouldn't want nothing to do with that.
Yo, going back to the nagging thing, actually, something came up. It's like in the heat of the moment, like you just start just saying all these things about the other person.
I don't do that.
So how do you not do that?
Because I have foresight.
That foresight.
Like I...
Predicting.
Whenever I do anything, like I feel like maybe it's just like running a company is like giving me like that type of.
Let me just give you an example, right? Okay. Like say you see on his story like this girl that you like suspected that he might be talking to, whatever. Mm-hmm. Would you be like, oh, why the fuck?
No, definitely not.
Who is this?
That's not gonna help me get the result that I want.
What would you do?
I would do my research first.
Okay.
I would wait to see if it organically came up. So if a girl's on a story. Hey, baby, how was your day? Oh, me and my sister, we went and got lunch today.
Me and my friend.
Me and my friend, me and my sister, whatever. Oh, that's cool, baby. What'd y'all have? What'd you do? What was that like? How do you guys know each other?
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, like, give the man a chance to... Like, I always act in good faith.
Okay.
Because ultimately...
Let's just say, it, you know, his story just ran very wholesome, right? Mm-hmm. But this is an attractive female that you do not know before, mm-hmm. that he is now having lunch with.
I would have to see something actually incriminating. If you are grabbing her ass on your story, then like, yeah, we have a problem. You actually did something.
But there, I feel like there's so many things that fly under the radar that's obviously not shown on the story, right? But you have trusting personality, or do you have a?
Your partner. I trust my partner. Okay, like I know who I married, and I'm very much like, this is what it's gonna be.
Fair.
So if this was meant for this to come out in this time, yeah. or whatever, like I'll find out when I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
But like if it's really like that incriminating where I'm just like, what the fuck were you doing? You know, like, yeah, yeah. I can say that in a different way.
Yeah.
Because the last thing I want to do is make my partner feel like they have to lie to protect themselves. Because people lie to protect themselves.
Yeah.
So if you're already coming at this person angry, their first defense is going to be the lie because they don't want the smoke.
Right.
I want the truth. Yeah. So I'm going to act in a way that's going to help me get the truth.
So what would that be? What are some of the questions that would...
Okay, in that scenario, okay, he was at lunch with a hot girl. How was your day, babe? It was good. I went to lunch with my friend.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck her name is. Teresa. That's cool, babe. Why?
Yeah.
Oh, straight up, why?
She just came into town. I haven't seen her in a bit. She went to get lunch.
Nice. How do y'all know each other?
Oh, we actually...
Old colleagues. I used to have a crush on her like in the fourth grade.
Yeah, but she has a boyfriend now. Yeah. But they're on and off.
All right, so then I'd be like, all right, cool. So like, why did y'all get lunch?
Just catch up.
Oh, nice. By the way, so and so asked me out to dinner later, and I'm gonna go.
What time are we leaving?
Well, you know, you're probably still full from lunch, so. But we'll meet home for dessert, though. You know, like, I can like, let things play out.
Give him a little taste of his own medicine.
Because if he really thought he wasn't doing anything wrong, then I should be able to do something of the same magnitude, and it'd be totally fine.
Fair.
Yeah,
so, that me saying I'm going to dinner, which I probably wouldn't do, honestly, but, like, if I did, and he had a reaction where he's like, huh, what? No, why would you do that? Then I'd be like, oh, you did something wrong.
Yeah.
But if he really was doing something innocent, oh my gosh, yeah, tell him I said what's up, but yeah, we'll catch up later. Then I'll be like, ah, he really didn't do anything wrong. Because me doing something that is equal to having a fourth grade crush or whatever who has a partner now, and he's like, yeah, 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 go. Then I'm like, okay, he really was acting innocently. So yeah, I always play the long game.
Fair.
And when people are more relaxed, they're more likely to tell the truth, you know? So, like, if he was being sussy and I had him super, super relaxed, I'm going to get that. I'm going to get that truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have, like, a lying pheromone?
Liquid finesse.
Oh, liquid finesse. Is
that the truth out? Mm-hmm. Wow. That is, like, a truth. I mean, you got that thing out of me before.
I didn't do anything. I did not do anything.
But you were wearing it.
I was wearing
it. And I just felt comfortable. And I was like, I am.
I feel like this has been your greatest asset, but also... against you.
It can be, yeah.
Greatest.
It's been used against me a couple times. Luckily, we recovered. Yeah. But
you gotta make like a diffuser that just.
There's no listen with this. There's no need for interrogation rooms, torture devices.
Nah. Yeah. Bring that to interrogation rooms.
I would love a government contract. if the cops want to just start doing oxytocin room sprays. You want to switch out? Honestly,
I killed him. Frame me. Third degree murder.
Bring it to jail.
I mean, it's better than the violent options. You know, I'm not trying to get political, but I would love to see cops with a oxytocin canister rather than the pepper spray or the tasers. Like, yeah, just get them really high on liquid finesse, and he'll let us cuff them.
If I get pulled over, I see in his hostel, he got, like, a liquid finesse. I'm rolling the window up. I'm just texting
him.
Yeah, literally.
No,
it's chemical warfare.
There's 2 kilos of cocaine in the trunk, officer.
Yeah. Oh, you want to take my car? Yeah, just don't look at the cocaine behind the basket. That stuff's inside the basket. Oh.
Oopsies. You got me. You are
the motherfucker. Bring me to jail.
Oh, shit.
That's what we're currently manifesting, a government contract. Yes. Or casinos. Yeah. I would love casinos.
Oof. Oh, casinos.
Pump it into the air.
Yeah.
That would be really nice.
You gotta use that for, like, bullies in high school.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have some high school students who wear it, and they're like, it helps. It helps with my anxiety. So what I didn't realize is all these kids in school now were like not in school during COVID.
Yeah,
right.
So they're like already socially awkward, going through the hormonal changes, but they're not used to being around other kids. So they're like freaking out. So we've had like an increase in like high schoolers wearing it, and they're like, it just takes the edge off. It's easier to talk to people.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm actually excited to use this.
Yeah, I can't wait. Tell me how it goes.
My birthday coming up too. So.
When?
December 3rd. I'll send you the link.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's party.
We go party for
I'm
sure.
I'm gonna have that crazy AOE effect.
What's that?
Like area, like AOE is like a gaming term.
Oh. Okay.
It's like a direct hit, and then there's like a hit that like hits like an area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, now,
collateral.
I've had things like aphrodisiac, like oysters.
That's an aphrodisiac, yeah. Like
yeah. Has that ever worked on you?
Maybe, but if I'm gonna,
like, made you like there's certain chocolates that you could buy at sex stores.
I can't recall a time where I've ever had sex and blamed it on the meal.
Yeah.
Maybe the alcohol, but like never like, oh yeah, it was those oysters we had earlier sure. No.
But I think they could help.
Yeah, I think it can definitely enhance the mood. Like as much as like a food could enhance things, sure, why not?
Like if you're at a picnic and like you just bring like McDonald's and burgers, that's not a vibe. But if you bring like cranberries, chocolate, Nutella, cheese, like spreads.
Yeah.
Then it kind of like sets the vibe, and then like, you know, her palate is like satisfied and everything.
Okay, Mr. Date Man.
Yeah, that sounds Mr. like a very Date Man. Nice date. Yeah.
Charcuterie board, I think that's what
it is. Yeah, wow, damn.
Got one in the fridge.
High value man.
Oh,
you part of the club? Okay. that's why. I know another high value man when I see one.
Shit, I knew you was a high value man when I walked in.
Man, no, I'm a higher value man, that is.
Higher?
Yeah. There's different tiers. Once
I am highest.
I am supreme value man.
I am the value
man. I am.
Yeah, you got the whole terms.
I am high value king.
I am just high value. I'm high, actually.
I'm high in value.
I'm valued. do you know what you want to title this overall? So we can probably do a conversation.
Damn.
I like the. It's like a different approach in like the Riz. Relationship, like human connection.
No, I think we've delved into some. I really like your take on. I don't know. I think the most interesting was when we started talking about the billionaires and how it led into like, you know, I guess that world of attraction.
Mm.
Well, I had another question. How would a guy, regular guy, riz up a millionaire woman? Like, what's, like, certain things that, like, people of that caliber look
show
like?
Us some shit we are not used to. Like
my Lego collection?
Yeah, that would do it for me. There's a bonsai Lego collection that I want so bad. If you had that, I will fold. Sorry, baby, love you, but you don't got that Lego bonsai.
I'll text him to get that.
Oh, yeah, I got to put it on the wish list. I love to just uncomplicate things.
Yeah.
So we have wish lists for each other. You'll never get me the wrong gift. It's just, it's a compilation of things that I want for different causes and reasons.
Yeah.
I'll just add shit to the wish list. And if he ever, you know, needs to get me a present, he's always going to nail it. And like, you can put your own spin on it. You can add to it. Mm. Hey, I thought you would like this.
Especially with Christmas coming up.
Yeah.
Well, I need a list. I need a list that I will.
A universal list. Yeah.
I'm putting that on my bio. I'm going to be just like every single one of these OnlyFans girls.
Yeah.
All right,
and I'm gonna put some corsets in there.
What the fuck? For yourself?
No, for you.
Sure, but yeah, I think this holiday season.
It makes everything easier because it's like people get stressed out like trying to get you the right gift, and it's like, what if I just helped you?
Yeah,
here.
That's a very like.
I'll still be surprised. There's a lot of shit on there.
It's very like business mindset because you know, Pug, he sent like just thing like a link for you to just put your address and everything, and then he has like a. Database of like just to send people gifts.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love an automated gifting.
He just sends a link. He's like, hey, here, use this link, fill it out, and then I'm using this to get you a gift, and then whatever. I'm sure.
I had a question that.
Wait, can we go back to the how to raise up a high value woman?
High value woman.
Chances are we're super stressed.
Yeah.
Because I guess, you know, high value would be high net worth, or they have a high social status, right, or just something that separates them from
the rest.
The rest.
Yeah.
So chances are high value woman is also going to have very high stress levels. If you can be funny, if you can calm us.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That is so valuable. Because most men stress me the fuck out.
Right.
So if you could take that away without, like, because no one can ever step in and, hey baby, I'm going to take over for you at the office today. Yeah. I'm gonna DocuSign your contract. You can't. Like, you legally can't. Yeah, you know? Like, no one can actually do my job.
Right.
But if you can reduce the stress coming my way, taking things off my plate, or just, like, helping me have more fun throughout the day or something, like, that is indispensable.
So your love language is definitely acts of service. Or
it's all of them.
It's all of them.
It's all of them. I'd say the least acts of service. I need, like, quality time, I feel like, is my most. Because whenever I get downtime from work, I want to spend it with my partner. Right. Like, I want you available to me in, like, the least controlling way possible.
Yeah.
But when he recognizes, like, oh, she's not working right now, she's in between meetings, I'm going to make this 45 minutes that she has in between it special.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh my God, thank you. This quality time was enough to, like, charge me up till tomorrow.
Right.
That's the ultimate. Because time is an asset that billionaires can't buy.
Right.
We get limited time. So to me, quality time is, like, the ultimate love language.
What's, like, an ideal pitch date? Like, let's say I meet a girl, high-value woman, business woman, whatever. She's excelling in all these parts of her life. What's, like, a
good... What even catches your eye? Because is it just like, oh, he's cute, cool.
Yeah. I like demeanor. Like, I was really attracted to my husband when I first met him because he was not trying to get my attention. Like, it was obvious that he was interested, but he was, like, kind of shy, but, like, staying, like, within his personal space. Like, he never invaded my personal space.
Right.
Like, no arm around me. It was, like, very, like, if I looked at him, he was looking at me in the eye. Like, if I was speaking to him, he was actually listening to me.
Yeah.
And there was no crossing of, the, like, these physical or emotional boundaries. Yeah. And I was like, oh, he, like, actually sees me as a person.
Yeah.
He's being respectful to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, the 100 other dudes in the club that are, like, you know, trying to do crazy dance moves to, like,
get my attention. What's up, baby? Let's take a shot with me, baby.
Like, showing off the chain. Like, I'm like, oh, my chain's bigger than yours, bro.
Open wide, baby. Open wide.
You want that?
Yeah.
And I was just like, like, first of all, that's never worked for you. Two, what makes you think it's going to work on me of all bitches? Like, no. So it's always, like, the guy doing the least actually signals to me that he is probably a high value man, because he wouldn't want to embarrass himself,
of course,
in front of me. So that was, like, my first giveaway. I was like, oh, this guy is, like, not basic, he's not your average dude. And I was definitely right.
More strategic.
He was chilling. But he wasn't also, like, some guys try to play it cool to the point where it's like it sends mixed messages where we're like, I don't know if you're interested or not. So, like, it wasn't that cool where I was like, I don't know if I'm, like, it was just, like, eye contact, it's there, we're talking, we're engaging, like, hey, do you want to come to this party? It wasn't like, oh, well, let me see if I have something better to do. It was like, yes, what's the address? I'll be there.
Yeah.
You know, just very, like, bah, 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 bah.
I call it, like, being on the fence. That's how I like to play. Or, like, being on the fence as far as, like, visibly interested and, like, a friend. But, like, being on the fence where you're not on one side, you're kind of just, like...
No, Gabe says mixed signals.
That's mixed signals. Being on the fence is, that's a mixed signal. Like, Tony literally, like, pursued the fuck out of me without ever crossing a boundary.
You want someone to pursue the fuck out of you?
Like, because it's just like, there's so many people always trying to get my attention.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to know who wants me the most? You have to show me that you want me the most. And I wasn't, like, leading him on or like, oh, I'm just going to ignore you or anything like that. But it was like, oh, this guy's really about his shit. Like, he really, really wants to get my attention. And he's been so respectful this entire time. This is the person that has now earned my attention.
But you have to get your attention in the most subtlest ways.
Consistency.
Respectful. Yeah.
Subtlest, like, ways. The eye contact across the room, powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But then don't leave it hanging. Come over. Talk to me.
Yeah.
You know, like, some guys will, like, they'll look at you, like, 5 times throughout the night, like, oh, we locked eyes. And then it's like, okay. Like, we just happen to look at each other, like, starting to get awkward. But, like, locked eyes. Came over to me, sat down next to me, didn't give his attention to any other woman that night.
Yeah.
There was, in the whole club, he like, eye contact, started talking, he stuck with me the entire night.
Yeah.
There was no, like, Not even for a moment, like him being like, oh, maybe there's something over there. Like, no, he was like, that's who I want. Yeah. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he got.
Yeah.
So it was like that consistency and that respect. You just compile it and eventually you're going to get it.
I have a question. To be a female CEO, mm-hmm. what do you think? Because it's a traditional, like, traditionally it's a man's job mm-hmm. to be a CEO, mm-hmm. right? So what were those qualities that you almost had to overcome innately? Or do you think you always had it?
I had to stop giving a fuck. Like, in the weirdest way. Like, you have to, like, women, naturally, we nurture.
Yeah.
I was, like, caring about certain people and yeah. certain things too much.
Yeah.
Where it was actually hurting the company.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's things that you have to unlearn.
Yeah.
Based on your gender.
Okay.
Men in business, what I've noticed, I hate doing business with men sometimes because it's like their ego is so out of control. Like, yeah. And like a low value man. Like, right. you could have a high value net worth and still be a low value man.
Right.
When I'm doing business with men like that, their ego just bah, 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 just firing off to me. I'm like, you can't tell me about my company. You can't tell me about my industry, especially when it's so niche. It's from hoes. Have you ever popped your pussy for money? No? Okay. Then you cannot tell me about my fucking target audience. You just can't.
Right.
I don't care what your numbers and your stats and your figures say.
So they talk like they know what to do with your company.
Literally, I've had people yeah. like try to like dominate me. Like, no. Me, females 18 to 24, they want this. I'm like, I'm not marketing to just any female. Mm. It's literally the host. You don't understand. You couldn't even afford me, let alone try to think like me. And they're just like... You know, so it's just like, yeah. that's a low value, high net worth.
Stubborn man.
Yeah, CEO man type. Mm. And then, you know, the overly emotional women in business are like crying like, oh, you're like, your energy was like weird today. It's like, are we cool? And I'm like, I don't fucking have time for this. I don't, my bad. Maybe my energy is off because you're not doing your fucking job. You know, like, I can't say that. But that's what I'm feeling. Cue the high value husband. Hey babe, you want a smoothie? I made you a smoothie. And I'm like, oh, great, thank you. You know? So it's just like there's the pros and cons to the gender roles.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, being in positions of power. It's like we all have our strengths. I like to just play on the strengths.
Right.
And then you know, outsource my weaknesses. So, like if I suck at something, I'll hire someone who's way better at me. Like better than me to do it. And
yeah.
then they'll do it. And I'm like, great. That job is getting done. I don't care if my name's not on it. I just need it to be fucking done.
Right.
I suck at that shit.
So do you think more women should unlearn some of the? I just feel your energy is giving.
Yeah.
You're giving.
I personally, and like I'm a super spiritual person. Like I've I've been practicing witchcraft for 18 years.
Yeah.
I'm down with the energy.
Right.
All of that, but if it doesn't apply to the task at hand. It's not fucking doing anything for you. Who cares if the vibe is off? We're not doing a deal based off the vibe. I just need these product images up before that email goes out tomorrow. Like,
but I just feel like your energy, you're not making this work environment comfortable enough yes. for me to do these tasks.
It's giving unsincere.
Your check is very sincere. Everyone is paid way more than they need to be paid. I could literally run my company off of interns working for free and me putting them on game once a week. I have thought about it. I have literally over 1,000 job applications
yeah.
in my email. I had to make a separate email
yeah.
just to filter them there.
Yeah.
I could run my company for free. On free labor. I don't personally believe in that.
Right,
but to yeah. me, my respect goes into your paycheck. As long as your paycheck is there on time and it's your living expenses and all that, you are good. If you don't like it and you want to like vibe somewhere, go to a startup where everyone's just like super vibey.
Like a hippie startup.
You're going to start feeling some bad vibes when your fucking check isn't coming in. Like, gonna be like super bad vibes. Like, you might be missing the bitch that makes sure you get paid every week. And it's like, I do little check-ins.
Yeah.
Like, I do check-ins with my team. Like, we do performance reviews. And then, like, I'll catch someone.
Yeah.
Like, once a week. Hey, do you have time? And they're like, yeah. So, like, we'll go sit down in, like, a nice part of the house or whatever. Because, like, I have, like, a penthouse for my living. And then I have another penthouse on the same goddamn floor for my team. Right. So, like, yeah, I have two. Because I want my team to work in an environment that I live in. Because it's, like, I get to live this life. You should at least be able to work in it, you know? Fire. So, it's, like, how's that for a fucking vibe? Like, if I'm off one day. Also, I'm autistic. So, it's, like, a lot of them are, like, okay, she's just, like, being on the spectrum right now, so it's like it gives me a nice cushion for when I'm tripping. But like, I'll find them and be like, hey, are you good? Is every, like, if there's anything that you want to talk to me about, do you want to talk about it? How is other people treating you? Like, I make time to like adjust the vibes. But like, if I'm speaking to you in a way that like doesn't feel good, it's because you're fucking up. And I just need it fixed. Like, I don't care about it personally. Like, we all have bad days. The vibe, you don't even know the type of fucking bad vibes I get from the internet. You know, like, I have people, like, randomly trying to extort me. I have people, like, randomly trying to sue me for money that, like, they don't deserve at all. And it's like, I'm able to keep my composure, like, 99% of the time.
What do you think is your biggest tip for not giving a fuck?
You need to look at the fucks as money. I give myself a budget. And I can only afford so many fucks. You know?
Okay, so in a given day, how many f**ks you?
Just like two or three. Give two or three f**ks a day.
Yeah.
And two of them are always automatically taken up by my spouse and my company. I give a f**k about the company. I give a f**k about my marriage. I have one bonus f**k.
One bonus? spare f**k, if you will. I have a bonus f**k
every day, but I can only afford three f**ks a day.
Yeah.
Any more than three f**ks, I can't afford it. I need to be frugal.
Yeah. In this day and age, people have a lot of f**ks to give.
So many. Yeah. How? Yeah. They're bougie like that. Like, I don't have the f**k budget. Like, I just don't. I can't. I don't know how people are affording that many f**ks in this economy.
They could afford it, though. They could afford to give that many f**ks because their life isn't, like, time isn't taken away.
Their mindset isn't, you know what I'm saying? Everything. Like, as I'm getting older and I'm getting a little bit more wiser, like, my budget for it's small.
Three f**ks a day, and that's
small
for you.
I'm still trying to work on three f**ks. These days, I have like six, seven
f**ks. Yes. Yeah. So what do you do? Like two in the morning, two in the afternoon.
Yeah. And like, I feel like for average people, they have so many. They'll be driving. A driver cut them off. They give away a f**k.
I know.
I'm like, hold. That is a scarce. Like, don't give it out for random strangers.
Yeah, no.
I just got one.
To disturb, you only have one.
What the? Okay, see, that's a problem. Yeah. He's selfish.
I give a fuck.
Is it the same fuck every day, or do you? It's just like you're generous. It's just like no,
Gabe. I know how many fucks you give a fuck about your mom. Yeah. You give a fuck about me.
Debatable.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes you don't give a fuck. Yeah.
That's an opinion fuck.
Sometimes when Gabe stops giving a fuck, he locks his room and puts his like do not disturb sign on his door.
That's kind of considerate though. He's at least saying like don't disturb me.
Right.
I got
one
for a meeting. I got one for a please knock out of office, and then I ran out of fucks for today.
Yeah.
Budget your fucks.
Two or three fucks. I mean, one for you, one for my business, and then one for
family
and friends, because.
You can't mix it. It's like two separate.
No, because the family doesn't really. It's not like an everyday.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we could just say relationships.
Relationships.
Yeah. You give a fuck too.
Life fuck.
I always look forward to my bonus because I never know where it's gonna come from.
Oh yeah.
So you know, sometimes it could be on like an internet hater, and they'll get a whole explainer video. Just this was my. That I gave today, like people be like, "Carl, you don't have time for the haters." And I'm like, no. Nope. This was in my budget. This was my.
It was 11:58, and I had this spare. There's no rollover, folks.
Yeah, you have to use it or it's expired.
Well, I'm done for the day.
Yeah, so like sometimes, like I don't know where it goes, like but I'll know when it arrives, and I'm like,
and sometimes there's
a for this.
Yeah. How do you filter when this is right for that? Bonus fuck.
It just, that's, you know, the vibes. If the vibe is right.
It's giving fuck vibes.
It's giving fuck vibes.
Man, and sometimes one particular person or one particular event, it drives me to dispend from the future or even the past, where I'm like, hold on,
you gotta get rid this of that
is
person.
Too yeah, there's too many fucks to give for this one day and this debt. One person. Damn, fuck and then I don't know, I'm in debt.
Yeah, you in debt.
I'm in debt of us.
Yep. And then they start wanting more fucks, and you're like, hold on, you already in the negative.
Yeah, no, I'm already drained of fucks. Like I'm going into the next day in debt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you don't.
And then you
that.
Just gotta cut that person.
You have to. It can be so painful. You get like addicted to them. Cause sometimes it's exciting, you know.
Yeah.
Just it's like I know the toxic vibes. It's yeah. It can be really stimulating.
Yeah.
But it's not gonna be worth it. Anyone that's costing you peace and they're not giving you peace, yeah. You're it's not sustainable. You're yeah. gonna burn out
for sure. For
and
sure.
then they're gonna be fine because they've been like feeding off of you this whole time. You and all your fucks.
Yeah. Please, please keep your low and
quality.
Yes.
You need quality to give.
Perfect. All right. Well, I think that about sums it up for today's podcast. Please go check out
The Whole Mentor.
The Whole Mentor. Hawks.
This whole time, you've been knowing me.
That's, yeah. Hawks. It's The Whole Mentor.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.